Many public school communities are taking a closer look at safety, particularly after the recent school shootings in Parkland, Florida, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. As WBUR's Carrie Young reports, some Massachusetts parents are calling for specific school emergency planning for special needs students.
Melanie McLaughlin is a fierce advocate for her daughter Grace, who has Down syndrome. In fact, you can pretty much count on her to be at any public meeting about school safety, like this one back in August.
As a parent of a student with a disability, my fear is magnified about a shooter or an emergency situation in our schools.
Part of that fear is because McLaughlin's 10-year-old daughter Grace needs very specific communication for even simple things like leaving the house for school.
Do you need help getting out?
I do it.
All right.
Now imagine there's a fire. There are loud noises and flashing lights. And you have to lead a class of 7 kids to safety.
I think that a typical student, you hear the drill, you're going to get up and you're going to go.
It's a situation that's constantly on Carla Andre's mind. She's a special education teacher in Medford.
But when you have sensory, issues with sensory, you don't like the loud noise, or maybe you have some behaviors and you're not compliant.
Andre says she relies a lot on repetition to make safety drills go smoothly. But sometimes success can depend on tactics unique to each student.
So we might bring an iPad. We might bring noise blockers. It's all in a bag that we would grab on our way out.
All in all, a low-tech solution. And it's part of a newly evolving safety strategy at Medford Public Schools, especially over the last 6 months. They started taking a hard look at their practices after school officials found a loaded gun magazine in the middle school auditorium earlier this year. Kathleen Medaglio, the district's special education coordinator, says that's when they realized there were some gaps.
I think what's come up in the discussion is whether or not the school district overly focused on students with mobility challenges. But one question that came up is, what about those other students who in an emergency may have some sort of a challenge, such as a challenging behavior?
The school district created a safety subcommittee for special education so that officials can regularly meet with parents and other stakeholders to generate new ideas and talk about concerns. Parent Melanie McLaughlin says ultimately she hopes to take this policy beyond the district.
We're trying to pilot a program here in Medford that we hope will inform the rest of the state and maybe the rest of the country on emergency preparedness in schools.
But right now, there's not much in the way of regulation. The Massachusetts Department of Elementary and Secondary Education requires that districts have safety plans in place, and the agency website offers schools resources for crafting them. But officials say they don't evaluate the quality of those plans. And that's not unusual, according to experts like Dusty Columbia Emberry, a special education curriculum professor at Eastern Kentucky University.
The sad part is there's not actually a uniform policy that goes across school districts or even the United States when it comes to safety for students with disabilities.
Maryland is the only state that requires schools to meet specific guidelines, and that only passed last year. Emberry says if legislation like Maryland's is to gain traction elsewhere, it's going to be parent-led.
It will be like many of the other laws that we've had regarding kids with disabilities, that parents take it up and push and push and push, and then eventually the law reflects what our students need.
Because without regulation, many parents worry their already vulnerable kids will be even more vulnerable when an emergency strikes. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.